follow through. Time can feel really, really ordinary because we are used to time. Time can feel ordinary and unstoppable at the same time. You touch it every day, yet you cannot negotiate with it. You measure time constantly, yet measurement does not equal mastery. Time is not only a measurement, like the numbers on a clock, the minutes in a meeting, the date on a calendar, the timer on your stove, or the countdown on your phone. Those tools help you track time. They do not explain what time is actually carrying. Scripture reveals that time is also a framework that God uses to bring purpose to maturity. You can live through hours and days and still fail to move forward in what those hours were meant to produce because purpose requires your response. Ecclesiastes confronts the mindset that tells us, you know what, it is what it is, or if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But the text says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. That's Ecclesiastes 3:1. And so what does that say? It's telling us that it is what it is, or it is going to happen. If you wouldn't mind, please mute your phone on this afternoon. If you don't mind, please mute your phone. Ecclesiastes 3:1 is telling us that it is what it is, or it is going to happen. If it's going to happen, then it's going to happen, is not biblical. It's not a biblical response because the Bible says to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. That means purpose is not only real, it is placed inside windows. Let me say that again for someone that's not really paying attention on this morning, on this afternoon. Purpose is real, and purpose is placed inside windows. It is connected to timing. It is not only about what God will do. It is also about when you will obey. We love birthdays, right? I know I love birthdays. My birthday is getting ready to come up. Birthdays make that reality visible. Birthdays make that reality visible. They are worth celebrating. Birthdays are markers. A birthday announces that time has moved and your life has moved with that time. Another year has been spent. Another chapter has closed. Another opportunity has either been honored or ignored. So Scripture says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. If there is an appointment at the end, then the middle matters. Did you hear what I said? If there's going to be an appointment at the end, then the middle, meaning your life right now, matters. Your life should not be drifting. Your life should be moving through an assignment. And so divine timing is where God's arrangements meet a person's obedience. So for those of you that are able to take notes on today, I want to give you 3 points and then we're going to pray. Number one, seasons are real. Seasons are real, and moments inside those seasons are real. Write that down. Your seasons are real, and so are the moments that are inside those seasons. Ecclesiastes gives us language that helps people stop treating life like it's one long blur. It speaks of seasons, and it speaks of times. A season is a wider window where God is working a theme in you. He is working a theme through you and around you. A time is a specific moment inside that season where response is going to matter. And many people can recognize their seasons, but fewer people can recognize the moments. Moments are often very quiet. Moments are often inconvenient. Moments are often easy to postpone. And this is the reality of timing within time. There are markers you cannot always see, but you feel them when they pass. A person can miss a moment and still remain in the same season, but now the season becomes becomes heavier because what should have been learned earlier must now be learned later. A person can miss a moment and still love God. They can still worship, they can still attend church, and they can still feel stuck because timing is connected to wisdom, and wisdom is connected to obedience. And there are some moments. Some moments look like obedience. You kept delaying. Did you hear that? Some moments look like obedience that you kept delaying. Some moments look like preparation you refused to prioritize. Some moments look like the conversation you avoided, the application you never submitted, the repentance you kept postponing, or the discipline you would not build. These are scenes, amen. They are scenes in your story. They are directional hinges. Scripture repeatedly shows that God is patient and he's intentional. He does not rush. He also does not waste. Hallelujah. He's intentional, but he doesn't waste time. When he emphasizes something in our lives, it is because something is connected to us. Or to it, okay? So we need to understand point number one. We're going to pray into that. Seasons are real, and so are the moments inside those seasons. Point number two, I know I'm going fast, but I got to move fast because we only have so much time. Point number two is this. Time is not only something you live through. Time is something you answer to. Yeah. Time is not only something you live through. Time is something you answer to. Scripture does not teach believers to just sit back and watch their life happen. No, it teaches us to carry accountability inside time. Paul writes this. He says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Have you ever read that? It's in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, verse 16. Redeeming time means this, refusing unnecessary loss. Come on, talk to me today. Refusing unnecessary loss. It means recovering value. It means taking responsibility for what you can steward instead of excusing what you did not manage. A person can be busy and still be wasting time because busyness can become a hiding place. Come on, talk to me today. A person can be constantly planning and still be delaying because planning without movement does not produce fruit. A person can be emotionally stirred every single week and still remain unchanged because conviction without follow-through becomes familiar instead of fruitful. Delay is one of the enemy's most subtle strategies because delay does not always feel like rebellion. Delay can sound respectable sometimes. It can sound like, well, I'm just thinking it through. While months have passed and nothing has changed, it can sound like I'm waiting on God. When God has been waiting on our obedience, it can sound like, I will do it tomorrow, while tomorrow keeps moving. James confronts the illusion of control over tomorrow. Proverbs warns against boasting about tomorrow. Scripture is not attacking planning. No, Scripture is confronting presumption. And presumption treats time like it belongs to you. But wisdom treats time like it belongs to God, and it treats your role as stewardship. So when God gives instruction like he's giving today, that instruction carries timing. Even when it does not come with a loud sense of urgency, instruction is often a seed. Did you hear that? Instruction is often a seed, and seeds do not announce themselves. Seeds still require planting. If you keep the seed in your hand, you can admire it, you can analyze it, and you can protect it, you still will not harvest anything, okay? You still won't because you're supposed to take that seed and you're supposed to plant it. And disobedience is not only doing what is wrong, disobedience is also refusing what is right. It includes delayed obedience. It includes selective obedience. It includes obedience postponed so long that the heart becomes numb to what it wants, what once felt clear. And so point number one today in our prayers will be on seasons being real and moments inside those seasons being real also. And then point number two, time is not only something you live through. Time is something that we will all answer to. My last point, and we're getting ready to pray, windows exist and discernment is how you honor them. Windows exist and discernment is how you honor them. Scripture shows us that opportunities can be missed, and it also shows that God can restore. Both truths should produce sobriety and hope in the right order. Jesus spoke of people not recognizing the time of their visitation. Oh my God, and that is so weighty. It means God can come near with invitation and people can remain distracted or resistant or slow. Visitation, hear me, is mercy. And it also carries responsibility because God expects response to what he reveals. Joel speaks of God restoring years that were consumed, right? In Joel 2 and 25. Restoration is not permission to be careless. Restoration is what God does when a person repents and realigns and returns to obedience. God can restore fruitfulness. Absolutely, he can. God can restore clarity. He can restore momentum. God can accelerate growth when the heart becomes yielded. God can also require rebuilding, because some delays create consequences that must be addressed with integrity. Discernment keeps you from anxiety that rushes ahead, and it keeps you from complacency that drifts behind. Discernment is learning what belongs to now and what belongs to later, and what does not belong to you at all. Discernment is very practical. It requires honesty about what God has already emphasized. It requires urgency. It is fear. It is not fear driven. It is conviction driven. It is conviction driven. It looks for confirmation through scripture. It looks for wise counsel and consistent inner pressure that does not disappear when emotions settle. It moves into the next right step because clarity often increases after obedience, not before it. And so today, I charge each and every one of you under the sound of my voice, and even those that are listening back to the replay, I charge you to stop treating time like it's neutral, because it's not. I want you to stop treating delay like it's harmless, because it's not. I charge you to come out of the cycle of intention without execution and out of habit, the habit of postponing what God already made clear. I charge you to respect the windows that God opens, because not every opportunity returns in the same form. I charge you today, people of God, to stop naming fear as wisdom. I charge you to stop calling procrastination discernment. I charge you to stop saying you are waiting on God when God has been waiting on your follow through. I charge you today to honor the instruction and to honor the timing attached to the instruction. I charge you to build a life that responds while the moment is present. I charge you to obey quickly where God has spoken very clearly. I charge you to move with integrity. I charge you to prepare with consistency. I charge you to stop negotiating with tomorrow. I charge you to bring your calendar under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I charge you to number your days and to live with holy awareness that you have been placed in time for purpose. I charge you to refuse unnecessary distractions and to refuse the seduction of delay. I charge you to become faithful in the small steps, because small steps are how large assignments are entered. I charge you to return to obedience as a lifestyle and not just as some occasional event. I charge you to honor divine timing, people of God, so that you do not arrive late to what God prepared for you. Father, you are the eternal God. And you are wise in all of your ways. You existed before time, and you are not threatened by time, yet you chose to place our lives inside time. You chose to give us days. You chose to attach purpose to those days. And we honor you as the Lord over our life. We honor you as the Lord over time. We acknowledge that time is not ours to waste, and our lives are not ours to drift. Our days belong to you, and our purpose belongs to you. And we're praying today that you would teach us to number our days so that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Deliver us from careless living. Deliver us from distracted living. Deliver us from living as though tomorrow is guaranteed, when your word teaches us that our lives are but a vapor and that we must walk in humility before you. Forgive us for moments that we dismiss. Forgive us for instruction that we postpone. Forgive us for assignments that we delay because we wanted comfort more than we wanted obedience. Forgive us for calling delay wisdom when it was actually fear. Forgive us for calling procrastination discernment when it actually was resistance. Father, we ask you today for a holy awareness of time. Awaken our spirit to the reality that our lives are moving through windows and that our obedience must be timely. We're praying today that you would break the mindset that says it will work out somehow without responsibility, without discipline, without follow through. Break the mindset that says I will do it later while later keeps moving. Break the pattern of emotional intention that never becomes consistent action. God, we're praying, God, that you would deliver us from the cycle of starting and stopping, revisiting and delaying. In the name of Jesus, God, we're praying that you would purify our discernment, that you would sharpen our hearing, that you would strengthen our will, that you would remove confusion that keeps us double-minded, remove the craving for perfect conditions before we obey, remove the need to feel fully ready before we move, remove the need for constant reassurance before we take the next step. Teach us how to move with faith, because faith responds to your word. Faith honors your timing. Father, we bring before you every area where we have wasted time. We bring before you, God, wasted hours, wasted seasons, wasted opportunities, wasted mental energy. We bring before you the places where overthinking replaced obedience. We bring before you, God, the places where fear replaced courage. We bring before you the places where distraction replaced discipline. We ask you to redeem what has been wasted. God, we ask you to restore what can be restored. We ask you to realign what has become crooked through delay. We ask you to heal the consequences of our inconsistency and give us endurance to rebuild, God, what must be rebuilt. Father, we ask you for grace today, grace to recognize moments within seasons. When you highlight something, Father, let us not treat it lightly. When you repeat a word, let us not ignore it. When you open a door, let us not delay until the door is closed. When you instruct us to prepare, let us not wait until preparation becomes pressure. Give us eyes to see what matters now. Give us wisdom to know what must be done first. Give us discipline to do it without negotiation. Father, we submit our calendars to you. We submit our schedules to you. We submit our priorities to you. We submit our relationships to you. We submit our assignments to you. We ask you to order our days so that we do not spend time on what is loud while neglecting what is necessary. Guard our focus today. Guard our mind. Guard our boundaries. Teach us, oh God, to say no to distractions without guilt, God. Teach us to say yes to obedience without delay. Father, break the power of presumption in our lives. Your word warns us through the book of James not to speak as though tomorrow belongs to us. Your word warns us through Proverbs not to boast of tomorrow. And we repent, God, for speaking carelessly about time. We repent for assuming that we can postpone what you commanded. We repent for acting as though delayed obedience has no spiritual consequence. We acknowledge that obedience is not only what you said, but also, O oh God, about when you said it. Father, we ask you to strengthen our inner life, strengthen our minds so that we do not spiral into analysis, strengthen our emotions so that we do not obey only when we feel inspired, strengthen our spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so that we remain consistent when resistance shows up. Teach us to love discipline. Teach us to love discipline. Teach us to love discipline. Teach us to honor your process. Teach us to value small steps. Establish us, oh God, as faithful stewards. Establish us, oh God, as people who finish. Establish us, oh God, as people who follow through. Father, we pray, God, today for those under the sound of this lesson. Let conviction fall without condemnation. Let clarity, oh God, come without confusion. Let courage rise, oh God, without arrogance. Let discipline be restored where disorder has lived. Let spiritual hunger, oh God, return where complacency has settled. Let strength come to the weary. Let focus come to the distracted. Let hope come to those who feel behind. Let repentance come to those who have delayed. Let faith rise for reentry into what you have spoken, Father. God, restore their momentum. Restore their consistency. Restore their spiritual sensitivity, God. Where people have missed moments, give them wisdom, oh God, to recognize what remains open. Where people have delayed too long, give them humility to rebuild correctly. Where people have been stuck in cycles, break the cycle by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let there be deliverance from procrastination. Let there be deliverance from fear. Let there be deliverance from distraction. Let there be deliverance from double-mindedness. Let there be deliverance from spiritual laziness. Let there be a holy seriousness about purpose, a holy joy about obedience. God, we ask for acceleration that is clean. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let acceleration come through alignment. Let acceleration come through obedience. Let acceleration come through wisdom. Let acceleration come through discipline. Let the fruit of the Spirit govern our pace. Let the fear of the Lord govern our choices. And God, we declare in Jesus' name that we will recognize divine timing. Oh my God, we declare that we will honor the windows of God. Hey, we will honor the windows, God, that you open. We declare that we will obey with integrity and follow through. We declare, God, that wasted time will be redeemed through our disciplined obedience. We declare, Lord God, that purpose will not be forfeited through delay. We declare, God, that we will finish what God assigned and we will fulfill what heaven wrote, God, concerning our lives, even before the beginning of time. It's in Jesus' name that we pray and we thank you. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. If you made that declaration today, if you were on the other side of mute and you were agreeing with God on today, if you were recognizing on today, if you were coming into the knowledge of divine timing on today and how important it is not to delay any longer. Come on. If you're going to honor the windows that God has opened, I need you to respond on today. Respond with, I recognize that my timing is within a window, that I only have so much time to accomplish what God has given to my hands, and I will honor the window. I don't want it to close on me without me fulfilling full obedience. Come on. We're not just talking about death, death through transitioning from this life to the other. No, we're talking about right now. God wants you, he wants you to honor the window that he has placed for you to accomplish the purpose that he has given to you. Even before he put you in a body, he gave you a purpose and he sent you to the earth. Amen. And he sent you to the earth and he put timing in the earth. And we cannot continue to waste time anymore. If we're going to ask God to redeem the time, we have to recognize that that time will be redeemed through our disciplined obedience. Come on, somebody talk to me today. And so if you connect with this message on today, if you know that the Holy Ghost is talking to you on today, I open the line for you to respond. Amen. Respond so heaven can hear you on today.
Oh, yeah.
Agree with God on today. If you want to accelerate, it is going to only come through your alignment. If you want to accelerate, it's going to only come through your obedience. If you want to accelerate, it's going to only come through wisdom. If you want to accelerate, it is going to only come through discipline. We have to let the fruit of the Spirit, hear me, people of God. We need to let the fruit of the Spirit govern our pace. We have to. We can no longer be ineffective. We can no longer be ineffective. God needs us to be effective. We have to affect what is going on in our communities, and the only way that we can do that is allowing the fruit of the Spirit to govern our rhythm, govern our choices. We cannot continue to just make poor choices. Poor choices can come from ignorance, but poor choices can come from our deliberate wanting something that God said no to, or our wanting to do something that God, it is not in alignment with the will of God. That is our responsibility, to find out what God has to say about the matter and follow through. It's going to come through our obedience. So if you are recognizing divine timing on today, if you're honoring the windows that God has opened to you today, amen. Some of you, God is allowing you to restart your business. You started and you stopped for whatever the reason was. And God says the window is still open. You got to seize every moment. You cannot always be crying, I'm tired, I'm busy, I can't, I don't have enough time. He's giving you 24 hours in a day. What are you doing with your time? Are you monitoring your time? Are you seeing where you're wasting time? Are you seeing, you should have a, we have a calendar. We set in the beginning of the year that we were going to have a calendar specifically for notable testimonies. And so when we look on these calendars, are we looking to see how are we spending our time? What are we doing with the time that God has allotted to each and every one of us? And so we have a couple of minutes left here on the line. I'm opening the line on today for anyone that this word really connected with them and they've made a decision that, listen, I refuse to procrastinate any longer. I refuse to stay stuck in cycles. I refuse to stay in a place of being numb and spiritually insensitive. I take back my sensitivity. I take back my zeal and my awareness. I take back my momentum. I take back my consistency in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And there's a holy seriousness that should take over you today. Amen. The line is open for anyone that wants to come.
Hallelujah. Good morning, good afternoon, depending upon where you're located. My name is Tiffany, and I'm so grateful to be here in the midst of you all. I just wanted to really quickly say I resonate. I align with the word on this morning here where I'm at. I woke up actually this morning, and I began to pray about something totally different. And the Lord placed within my belly, all the way over here on the West Coast, no more wasted time, no more delay. And so I really, really thank the Lord for this word and how it's germinating and how it just activated immensely on the inside of me. Thank you for your obedience, Mom, Apostle. I just wanted you all to know that this word was just not for me, but it's germinating and it's being placed upon you all like a garment as well. And so take heed. If you need to go and buy more oil, get more oil from the Lord, this is your time. This is your time now. This word is launching you, and I would not take it lightly. And so thank you, Mom, for the word, and it will not be in vain. Amen.
Amen. We agree with God on today. Thank you for coming forth, Tiffany. Amen. Thank you for your response on today and even empowering us today. Amen. That this word is germinating on our behalf. Let it germinate not only in you, but even around you. Amen. Anyone else on today that would like to come forth? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody got to have a response to the word of God on today. Amen. God requires a response from us. So if you're here, go ahead and unmute at this time. I'm waiting on you.
Good morning, or well, good afternoon. It's Stephanie. Can you hear me?
Yes, Stephanie.
So I feel like the word was... I feel like the word was definitely for me today because I have been delaying something that God has been telling me to do for over a year now. And I did say that I was going to do it till yesterday, but I allowed myself to be distracted. My time to run out, and I'm going to go ahead and do it today, right now. I'm in the process of moving. Like, as soon as you started the recording, I was like, okay, she's talking to me. Get up and go and do what you said you were going to do.
Hallelujah. God is funny, isn't he? God brought that back up in your heart and then came and confirmed it for you today. Move on it, woman of God. God is so gracious to us. You understand? God is gracious. I'm telling you, most time men will count us out. If you didn't do it, oh, well, you know, you missed it. But God is so gracious that he still, even in our disobedience, he still gives us time. He still prompts us. He still lets us know, go before the window is closing. Go, 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 go. And so I am so thankful today that you're not going to miss this window, Stephanie, that you're going to walk right in it and that the favor of the Lord is going to meet you, is going to meet you and meet that purpose in Jesus' mighty name. I look forward to the testimony that comes out of your obedience. Glory be to God. Will there be another on today?
Good afternoon.
Hallelujah. Good afternoon.
This is Latasha. I'm muted real quick because I'm at work, but I just want to say that I know that word was for me. That word was definitely for me because it's things that God has put inside of me. And I told him yesterday, I say, I want to be in a place where I can spend more time with my family and just love on them and them love on me and like just our family in general. Where we have peace, where it's not about debt and anything, just, you know, my family becoming debt-free and just being free in every area in our life. And God told me, say, I gave you the strategy. You just haven't executed. And so when you started speaking, even this morning when you were saying, don't give up, don't allow the enemy to speak to you, speak back to the enemy, I promise you, it couldn't have been 5 minutes before you said that the enemy was talking to me, asking me, why do you keep getting up at this hour? Why do you keep praying? But I know there's a shift. I know it's working because he wouldn't keep coming after me if it wasn't working. So I just want to say thank you all for the divine connection. Thank you, Prophetess Victoria, for pouring into me. And for helping me as well as the North Campus, everybody who was so inviting and welcoming. Like, y'all don't even know. Y'all done me in this season, even with just 60%, I don't even know. And I just want to say thank you.
Oh, that's what this is all about. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. This is what this is all about. You know, one person's obedience can bless a multitude of people. In your obedience, Latasha, amen, is going to bless a multitude of people, including your own family. So you're right, woman of God. There is so much that God has placed on the inside of you. Do not fear. Go forth in what the Lord has told you to do. If you are in a time of preparation, then hey, prepare. But if you're in a time of launching, then woman of God, launch out into the deep. Know that your God is upholding you. Amen. And it would not, if you were not on the verge of something, the enemy would not have been trying to taunt you this morning and ask you the question of why you keep getting up. So obviously, if he's asking that question, you are right on the brink of a breakthrough. So we give God praise on today, amen, for you forging forward and breaking through, not only for you, but also for your family, in Jesus' name. Anyone else on today, if you're here, the line is open. Please feel free to come forward.
Good afternoon, Apostle, and thank you Thank you, every woman of God that came up and they testified and how God is moving. And I can say for myself, the enemy tried to attack me with my words, tried to confuse me. But now I'm in a season, God has me to be bold, and I will not be in a box anymore, because God is not in a box. And I'm in a place where now I just feel the fire of God in me, because I felt like I was stuck, you know? I felt like, you know, I know God, but I just felt like, Lord, there's more of you. And now I'm in a season where I'm like, Lord, I just want to follow you. I want to read your word even more. I want to seek you even more, and I need to know God for myself, truly for myself. And thank you for the prayer line, because it's allowed me to go even deeper in prayer in my household, where if I'm praying, my husband will just come and like hold my hands because he'll hear me praying. So I know that what you're doing is sparking, lightning the light that was dim, and now it's bright again. And I just thank you, Apostle. I thank you for this prayer line. I thank you for the women of God, the men of God that's on this line that give powerful testimonies, because this line is great, and I'm so blessed for this prayer line.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God is up to something. When he calls an initiative, when he sets a thing in order, it is so that he can bless his people. He does not just do anything to be doing it. There's always a purpose. There's always a purpose in anything that God does. It's not cliche, you know, 60 for 60 sounds, you know, it sounds cute. It sounds good. It's really catchy. Amen. But it is really, it's taking us somewhere as a people, individually and collectively. It is pushing us to a depth that we have not experienced before in our life with God. You know, it is pushing us into a place and a depth of prayer that some of us have never experienced before. Amen. And so, you know, I am a proponent for long periods of time in prayer. You know why? Because why wouldn't we want to be in the presence of the Lord for hours? Yesterday we were in church and it didn't even seem we were in church over 3 hours. You know why? Because God had picked us up and put us in eternity. And when you are in that space, you don't know time. You don't know time. You are in the kairos of God. Amen. And while you're in the kairos of God, 3 hours being in the presence of God is literally like God fulfilling 300 years in 3 hours. Come on, talk to me today. Amen. When God begins to accelerate you beyond your years and downloads a wisdom in you that you got in 3 hours, amen, you're getting wisdom that is beyond the years and beyond the generation that you have been set in. I'm telling you, when you get in the presence of God, every answer that you need, God begins to give to you when you are in the prayer. And yes, there will be resistance because that's just what comes with it. But if you keep on keeping on, and if you keep and you do not give up, I'm telling you, you have to put your foot in the ground and say, I am not going to be moved. I don't care. Prophet Shan said it today. I don't care what comes my way. I know that God is with me. I know that a host of heaven is with me, and there's more with me than against me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Don't you be fooled. There is more with you than there is against you. Don't you allow the enemy to whisper in your ear. There is more with you than there is against you. Hallelujah. We'll take just one more person if you're here before we close out on today. We don't want to leave you out. So if you're here and you say, I'll be the one, come forth right now.
Thank you, Apostle Mama. This is Prophet Zaporia. I want to say I agree with God. I concur with what the Spirit of the living God has declared for us today. I thank God for being in the timing of God. I thank God that even the timing that I have been, I've seen that God is doing a callback and he's recovering because of the posture of the heart, that he is a God that redeems the time for those who will agree to go all the way with God. And I agree. I decide. I choose to go all the way with God. And
yeah.
Just to be an encouragement to those on the line, just from a life standpoint, I have learned to find out that the enemy does not try to break down in a place that God is not actually building up in. And I stay encouraged, people of God. And I even reiterate that to myself, that even during the time of being broken down or going through some things that feel like it's breaking what you're facing or even breaking your heart, sometimes the ground has to be broken up. So God, what God builds, what God is establishing can be steadfast. It can be unmovable. So even through what feels like breaking, allow God to build what he is building and just go with God to the end. I thank God that he is the redeemer of our time, and I choose to go on with God, and I just appreciate what God is doing and how God has allowed us to recover, to catch up to the momentum in God, with God. That's it.
Glory be to God. Amen. No more wasted time. Amen. God is redeeming our time, and amen. And we're going to ensure that when he redeems it, that our obedience is going to keep us in the path of momentum in Jesus' name. Amen. We will be right back here at 5 a.m. in the morning, but we do want to encourage you, if you did not get your full 60 minutes in already, to make sure that you have your intimate time for at least a minimum of 20 minutes with the Lord before your head hits the pillow on tonight. Amen. Give God your time. Amen. Give God your time. Amen. And listen, we say 60 for 60 because we have dedicated at least 1 hour to God within our 24-hour day. But please do not allow that to stop you from going over the 60 minutes. Amen. Spend time with God every time you get a chance. But we will be back here at 5 a.m. God's will. Amen. We will be back here at 5 a.m. right here, the same line. And tomorrow, our intercessor will be Prophet Zaporia, who just came forth. Amen. My spiritual daughter, Prophet Zaporia, will lead the charge in prayer on tomorrow morning. So listen, if you have not already told someone about the prayer line, do so. Give them the number, amen, and tell them, get on the line. Amen. You will not be disappointed. We love you. God bless you, and more grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
more grace.
Thank you.